All right. What I'm going to try to do now is unmute the conference call. All right, that actually worked. We're now in the conversation mode, and Leonie and I will take whatever questions you would like to ask, and we will do our best to answer them. But before we start, thank you very much for joining us in that meditation. It was very special here. All right, who's first?
I want to know what the name of the silver cord is.
The name of the silver cord, there's a lot of different names for the silver cord, the most common being the silver cord. But in the ancient text, in the Angel's Wisdom, that particular cord is referred to as Antahkarana.
No, Sutrama.
Excuse me, Sutrama.
It's the original cord that connects the soul to the soul extension.
Soul to the what?
Soul extension.
Which is us, the personality.
The personality. Okay, because my mother, when she saw my daughter, silver cord from her heart to the baby's heart.
Yes. Exactly. And you see, this is the thing, for I don't know how many of you do astral traveling. When you do astral traveling, you meet a lot of souls on your journey. And a way to see if the soul is alive or not is that the live souls still have the cord. So they can go, because the Sutrama is an extendable cord. It's a very wrong belief that if you go so far, the Sutrama cuts, but it's not true. The Sutrama doesn't cut, doesn't break. So it's the way to see if somebody is attached to a physical body still, is that this soul and the soul extension, when you are traveling astrally, you will always see the connection between, you see the Sutrama. And it's normal. It's the same thing that you have in a physical body when you you're pregnant. Your baby is attached to you to the umbilical cord. This is the way your soul is attached to you on the Sutrama or the silver cord.
Why did it come from my mother and not me? Do you know?
Well, there's a lot of different things that could be happening there. First, maybe it's her perception of that she is more attached, or the fact that the baby may have some type of different connections with her. They're previous of the fact that you are right now being the mother. Maybe she has another history of attachment.
That's what jumps out at me is we go through different incarnations, and there are different relationships we have with other people through these different incarnations. And your mother and your child may have had a very strong connection in a prior incarnation, and that's what you think is that karmic relationship.
Or it's still a connection between the souls in itself. And that's one of the reasons when we starting this work, which is a very powerful energetic work, we have a series of recommendations. One of them is how to reset your
energetic template.
And the energetic template, because there are some relationships that you have or you had that still have a cord attached to you, even though there are people that are actively participants of your life right now, but they still have a cord, and it's still wearing you down. So what you do with those teachings is we have a guidelines and how to reset your energetic template so you can start new. And this is done, according to the teachings of the masters, according to a set of a different, I would say, a different rhythm, because in a process of shift and evolution and ascension that we are in, there are a lot of things that are no longer needed, and we don't have much time to purify those. So there is a set of teachings on how to ask for karmic settlement for bad relationships in all the levels.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if even friendship can draw you down.
And we will be posting courses that people can come up and take and learn on all these different types of soul relationships, and that will be coming up, and we will be notifying everybody of those. Did that answer the question?
Pretty much, yes. Yes, it did. Thank you.
Well, we're very glad we can help. What other questions, or does anybody else have any questions?
I do. Thank you for this. I understand that what we were doing was an initiation.
Well,
this time, no. What we did was just a meditation to activate what you already have inside of you. You know, on the attunement process, there is actually an attunement, one initiation, and three empowerments. So the empowerments is, it comes for the anchoring of the three symbols, but in our case are more than symbols. They are what we call syllables. Being syllables, they are more than symbols. They are a pictographic expression of a vibration. And the initiation in itself is the process of entering the journey of, like I said, the archetypical journey of the unlike hero, the half-divine hero, back to divinity.
The other thing we refer to with the initiation, the process, is we have the attunement procedure that brings, like, the Cyrus attunement. That's made of the three empowerments. And if you think of this, think of, like, you're braiding three strands together or three threads together to make a strand. And the initiation at the end of that process kind of like knots the end so that they don't unravel. And then we will use those strands to weave the cords that we were talking about of the light worker. Does that answer the question?
Yes, it does. So this is a process.
It is a process.
We have started today.
Yes.
And we'll continue on.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm just wondering if you have any understanding of an experience that happened to me on the full moon and how this may play into this, because I was guided to do this.
Okay.
I woke up in the middle of the night, and I had woken up from a dream, and then all of a sudden, behind my eyes, is the only way I can describe it, a neon green light came out into the form of a tunnel. And then at the end of the tunnel, all the symbols, a bunch of symbols, just started to rotate. Not that I could catch them, or it was going way too fast. And then that ended after about 15 seconds, and then slowly the green light came back in. Have either one of you heard of what that may mean?
Yes. What happened to you was you had what some people call a spontaneous kundalini release, but what you had was a spontaneous activation of your pineal gland. And the pineal gland is where the sutrama is originally, I would say, anchored. And this is what you know, the pineal gland is exactly on a point
behind
the brain behind your eyes.
And I've been working on that. Yeah.
And this music that we just played on a background, this music was especially made with the right vibrations to excite and activate the pineal gland. And what you had was this. On the pineal gland, you have a connection not only with the third eye, but you have a connection with a dimension of what you called knowledge. You know, there's certain different names to it. The shamans refer to that dimension as the dimension of all-seeing eye. But, you know, when you say all-seeing eye, you have the people, oh, my God, the all-seeing eye is evil. No, but it's not. Actually, it's not. But this is what you call where the knowledge of all that was experienced, and the eyes is just a symbol of the one that's seen all. So the pineal gland is your third eye. When you activate that, you can see, you know, what I call basically internals. It's open like a little screen, you see things and you say, whoa, where did this came from? I wasn't thinking about it. So what you had was a spontaneous activation of your pineal gland, and maybe those symbols are part of the symbols of your soul that needed to be activated at this moment. So consider yourself one of the, you know, privileged people, because you got like an overload, you got a big charge. But most of us have to work for this channel to be open so we can receive those type of spontaneous or called for guidance of the soul. But your soul itself, through this experience, you can know that your soul activates some codes on you.
No, what we do have is we do have in the member area an ebook called Activating Your Pineal Gland, which has got a couple of good
techniques.
Meditations
and techniques and practical techniques
for not only opening it but for
exercising
and managing once it opens. I would take a look at that if you could.
Yes.
Oh, I certainly will. But to let you know, I have been working with it. It didn't, like, it spontaneously happened in the middle of the night. But I had been bringing light into it every day.
Well, you see, the thing is, like we said, you know, the timing of the spiritual time is more a Tyrus time. So they don't see that they don't care if it's like in the middle of the night, they're going to call you, wake you up, and boom. They have no consideration if you have to wake up at 7:30.
You know? It was a very interesting experience. I just didn't know the symbols.
It can also be very unsettling if you're not sure what's going on. But it sounds like since you had been working on the pineal gland, that's exactly what happened. And that's wonderful.
It was amazing. I wasn't scared. I was just overwhelmed by what happened. But I didn't catch all the symbols, and I thought I missed something.
Well, you will have to let us know if you're doing the Stellar Code course with us, if you recognize any of them.
Yes. Okay, I will. Okay. And
hello?
You will have more questions.
Hello?
Hello? Are you hearing me?
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, you're welcome. Yes.
Yes, I'd like to know if you guys got my email information and if we can follow this conversation up on Facebook. I really appreciate that. My name's Lori, and I want to do some more studying with you, and so I want to find out more about this privately after this call. I really appreciate your time.
Okay. To be honest, we haven't really been with the preparation the last several days, and with the preparation of getting ready for this conference call tonight, and some of the work that we've been doing, we've been very semi-absent from a lot of things, and a lot of things like Facebook announcements we've had programmed in. So I haven't been to Facebook yet. This is Lori.
Yeah, I just sent you emails also. I contacted with you on YouTube and your website.
Okay.
So we can further talk about this, because I've been studying as a healer for quite a long time.
Absolutely.
And
if you've sent things in all those places, we'll definitely find them, because we're surfacing now that this teleconference is over. You know, we gave warning to our managers over on our community network. It was like, guys, we're really busy. We've got this big conference call here on the 2nd. We've got Om Times Magazine coming out, and you probably won't see us around much.
No worries. I'll promote you gladly. A lot of my friends on Facebook follow what I have to say, and I'm really, really impressed with how you guys spoke with us tonight. It gives a pretty much easy overview for most people to try and understand. And I felt really great after the meditation. I appreciate that.
For the meditation, everybody enjoyed the meditation. That's wonderful. It's that particular one brings me a lot of joy, and so we were happy to share, you select that one and share that one with you tonight.
Thank you. I will repost it also, and in YouTube also. Are you on the East Coast, Matt?
Yes, we are on the East Coast. Humanity, or our offices here for Humanity Healing, are located in Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
And this conference call will be posted on the website, so you know you can go back and listen again, or if you have questions.
We're going to be posting it because there are, no matter when you set up a conference call, there are people who won't be able to attend that want to attend. So that's why we recorded it and put this out so people could hear it. Attunements for this particular strand of the filler code run through the 20th. So we people that don't make it and still want to do it, we want to make sure that they have the information. We were a little bit nervous about the conference call tonight in the sense that there's a lot of material, and it was like we have a X period of time. Are we going to be able to get everything we need in to help people understand what we're talking about and what we're doing? But more importantly, one of the things that I wanted people to realize is that there's an incredible depth of knowledge and an incredible lineage associated with these stellar codes, and the different cultures that are tied to them, and the different eras of history where these things were important.
Are these from the mystery schools, what they would consider mystery schools?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes,
this
okay.
Is mystery schools.
Now, where in the section on Humanity Healing will you have this again?
The teleconference?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to have that. It'll be right on the main page. We'll probably be putting that up tomorrow. It'll process, download, and then we'll put up a post about it and put it on the main page so everybody can listen into this conference call.
Perfect. Good, good. And then you'll send another posting out for the next conference.
Oh, yes.
We'll be doing one for each of the different codes that we have coming up.
Every month.
And for the people that can, we very much recommend, if this calls to you and you like this, to get the attunement with the process and to participate with the university, not only because of this course, but because of all the other courses. But the membership in the university, basically all the e-books we produce, you get copies of.
Right. Oh, perfect. Thank you very much. Thank you for the work you two do.
Oh, well, thank you. It's a blessing to do
serve.
It.
Mm-hmm. It's a blessing to serve.
No, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. My name's Teresa. I'm from the East Coast also. I just was wondering the overabundance of information that's being given to us at this time, and how does it correlate with the role that we have to play in, let's say, the next few years?
The overabundance of information. There's a couple ways to look at that. One of them is that you'll find that a lot of people are, and this is particularly true from the people that channel messages from their higher self or from another entity. We kind of joke about there being a cosmic newsletter that goes out, and when the information is important, it's sent out to everybody.
Well, we call this, the technical name is unified field.
It's a unified field.
You know, it's like they say this has to be said, this has to be done.
And
pretty much everybody there is with the antennas,
that are picking these messages up from their higher self. We'll get all or part of it. But the other thing to keep in mind is that each person's filter is different. You know, there is no pure message. Every person is filtered through their own...
That's a code of understanding of what they have inside of them, or their life experience is the codex that they translate those messages.
So,
but what I understood that she asked, and correct me if I'm wrong, is how that information will help you play your role, or improve your light worker skills for the... years to come. That's what your question was.
Because I think I'm being pulled away from traditional schooling. I have, like, only three courses till I get my master's in nursing, And at this point in time, I think I'm being told to let that all go.
Well, it's, you know, I would think long and hard about that. With three courses left to go, A, that's not much, and you can still be doing other things. But the other thing is the possibility of, with that nursing degree, to be able to help more people.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, one of the things that we want, you know, well, this is a course that when you come, you know, you finish, you're going to get a certification, and you're going to get the possibility to teach this. It's a powerful lineage, and is not out there as much as other, I would say, healing modalities. So you will be able to teach. You will have this power to do and pass the knowledge and do work in many areas. This will empower you at a soul level, at a spiritual level. But you need to understand that we were put here to basically develop also what the soul extension, which for us as personality need to know, is the knowledge of your soul. So when you go through a college degree, is because that was the choice of your soul, because you have some experience to learn on that realm. So they're not exclusive. They don't exclude one and doesn't exclude other. Though I would tell you for experience that the stellar codes will amper out your ability to heal, to touch, and will really make others more sensitive to your energy.
Yeah, because it's hard for me right now to distinguish. It's like I am sitting and I am surrounded by 10 doors, and I don't know which one to go into.
Well, I would recommend you first go inside. Go inside and center and ask your soul to give you the indication. You know, this answer, I'm sorry to say, but will not come from anybody outside of you.
It's got to come from within you.
Has to come from
within you. Into your heart.
Yes, you know, your soul have all the answers that you really need.
So I think I just need to quiet myself for a while.
You need to center. You know, we have a free ebook that's called the GPS.
The spiritual GPS.
Yeah,
that's true.
Spiritual GPS, and it's downloadable on our website, where you can learn techniques of, you know, how to respond to emergencies spiritually, and one of the emergencies is yourself. You know, and they have very, very simple techniques to ground, you know, protect, and center.
Right.
You know, and it's something that you need to do in order to hear what is inside. No answer will come from outside. Don't let this, you know, and that's really important why we have to cultivate a practice of meditation and dedication, because you need to listen to the voice that is inside of you, you know, that little voice that comes from your heart.
And it's one of the, you know, you can find that on the website, but go there and type in GPS. I don't think anything else will pop up. And there, as I said, it is a free downloadable ebook we have there that you can get and go through those techniques. We do have a number of free ebooks on the site, and it would be well worth anybody's while to go through those and see what calls and what can help you out personally.
Yeah, there's some techniques for psychic protection. There's many other techniques or suggestions of a healthy life.
And we've got a whole bunch more coming on. It's taking even though we're really able to move pretty quickly with the new website, there is a tremendous amount of material that we, not only we have created, but is will be available on the Humanity Healing Network website, and it's just a question of getting it all uploaded. So it's continually being
done,
expanded.
I have another question about an experience that I had. I was in a grocery store, and I actually saw these beings that were attached to the human bodies, and they were like little heads with cords attached to the human body.
Well, which human body?
All there was like maybe there was a lot of them in the store. It was really weird. I could see like they were beings. They they were holding on to the human bodies.
Okay, so another human being, not yours.
No, not mine.
Oh, okay.
And they knew that I could see them.
Oh, of course they do. That is an interesting thing. Well, it can be, can be a variety of things. Can be at one thing that the shamans talk about is that, and I kind of touched this in a very superficial way when we were going through the explanation of traumatic experiences in the beginning of this conference call. But there are situations that a human being goes through. And the shamans, especially the Native Americans, they talk about the shattering of a soul. The soul shatters, and you have to have what you call a rescue. And you need a shaman to go and rescue the pieces.
You may have heard of soul retrieval.
Soul retrieval.
That's what this process is.
I worked in Brazil with a specific shaman that did soul retrieval for children that got raped. Because they really shattered, and the pieces of the soul shattered, and they have to go in different places to gather back and get the piece of the soul, so the soul can be entire and complete again in order to continue the journey. And a lot of people don't recover from those things, but I'm talking in a shamanic way. It could be pieces of shattered souls, or pieces of shattered souls that person shattered. This in a shamanic way, but in my understanding, what really could be this situation is what you call miasmas, astral miasmas, and they exist. They're like astral parasites. They can manifest in many different ways in human beings, and this is part of what you call the spiritual medicine. That our science doesn't agree or doesn't understand or try to ignore because it's not in a pure letter of science. But does it mean that it's like the wind? You don't see the wind, but you know the wind exists. That's an element. And the miasmas are also elements, but they're parasites, what you call astral parasites. And they stuck to the to the aura. Not really the body, they stuck to the aura. So this is possibly one of the situations. There are ways to cure? Yes, there are. And actually simple ways, but most people don't know. But there are simple ways to cure.
So there were a lot of people with a lot of them,
Oh, yeah, they are very common. And you know what? They suck the energy out, and they suck. Actually, they're there basically just to suck what I call the virtues, which is the ability to hope, the ability to keep faith, the ability to be kind and to receive kindness, the ability to be, I would say, grateful for things and to work forward. They thrive on those type of energy. They thrive, they suck it out.
Oh,
they're really like
that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense because I had to literally look away and I'm like, oh my God, they know I see them.
Yeah, well, there's ways to neutralize them too.
Yeah,
that's what I said.
That same ebook, Spiritual GPS, is probably not a bad thing for you to take a look at.
Well, but in other terms, when we go through the stellar code that will activate the light warrior. As a light warrior, there are many aspects of the light warrior, but we are going to work basically with the guardian warrior, not the warrior of war, but the warrior that will fight to guard, protect, and help. So the aspect of the stellar code that we chose was the guardian warrior. And the guardian warrior, we go to the training, we will teach how to open a portal, to close a portal, to take miasmas out, which is a warrior healer. So this is all the, techniques and knowledge that will be passed with the course as well.
Oh, definitely. I think it's something I'm going to be looking for. Now, will the Pleiadians, the Pleiadian energy help with that also? I know you mentioned the Pleiadians.
Yes, and we're gonna work with the Pleiadians. As a matter of fact, I'm about to release. I didn't finish the Pleiadians Codex that will be open for everybody on the website and a video as well, because the Pleiadians are very interesting set of stars.
We've got about 3 more minutes before the conference call is going to shut down.
Yes.
So we won't go into the Pleiades tonight, but that will be coming out shortly. Are there any other questions?
We can talk about the Pleiades in the next conference call.
Yeah.
And we can have a lot of fun. Like I said, I can talk forever.
Are there any other questions pertaining to the stellar
dust? I'll call my question to you later, okay, guys?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Thank you. I said it's Jean, and I'll call my question to you later in a few days.
Okay, that's fine. Or that'd be great.
All right, Jean.
Any other questions?
Hi, I have one question, please. I just joined the call 10 minutes ago, literally, and I'm glad I caught you guys. And I love your website. I just found it today.
My question is,
been so grateful to find some people I can relate to, because I'm like a self-taught meditator and I'm so confused as to what's happening, but I've been meditating and feeling myself spinning and spinning and spinning faster and faster and faster, and I'm going into different places and I'm not sure what's happening, and I'm just wondering if there's anything on your website that can help me understand what's going
on.
Let
me ask you this. Did you try to activate your Merkaba?
I just read about that term today, which I was so grateful to find that, you know, someone can relate to this.
Oh, okay. You see, the thing, like I said before, on the beginning of the conference call, there's techniques that have to be developed before you, there's certain parts of yourself and your energy code that needs to be activated before you activate Merkaba. And the reason being is the Merkaba can actually, so much energy that gets released that can actually burn your aura and really damage your strand back home and damage, the sutrama cord.
It's not something that many places that talk about Merkaba talk about, but you can get, it's like fire. If you don't know what you're doing, you're going to get burned.
Yeah, you're going to get burned.
Now,
and you see, the most codes that people give is based on those 17, actually 18 different breaths that are given by Duvalu Melchizedek. But those meditations are absolutely impossible to make. You breathe this way, you turn your body
exactly
that way. And
I don't do
that.
Any of that. I don't do any of that. Literally, if I hold my breath, it starts spinning faster, and the one thing I've just relied on is my gut instinct. If it feels wrong, I don't spin into it.
Well,
if I feel at peace, then I do, and then it usually turns out okay.
Well, you're getting good guidance then. A lot of people try to push the limits, and we're very cautious about that. And as teachers, we feel a very strong responsibility into making sure that the foundation is there to build on, prior to doing it. A lot of people like to leap before they look, but...
But here's what I think about you. It's necessary for you to make some anchoring points. And we recommend you, instead of working with any other chakra, concentrate on the chakra, the heart chakra. Because why I'm asking this, you have to make anchoring points. There are some exercises that you do with your heart chakra. When you meditate, try to bring from the pineal gland to the heart chakra. Keep this going. Why? Because with Kundalini being accelerated or activated without proper training and proper, steps, you are going to have a very bad release of Kundalini, Merkaba being activated without Kundalini being maturely developed. You're going to have a problem with your Kundalini. And the Kundalini coming up without structure, it can cause you pain, physical pain. It can take you to a moment that you cannot eat or sleep, and really give a big bang on your emotional body. So in order to do any practice, anything, concentrate on the heart, because the heart is the only safe chakra that can be developed. and it won't cause any damage. It's the only chakra that can help be developed fully without the presence and a constant assistance of a master.
Now, the other thing that I would do if I were you is very much work on your grounding techniques also.
The GPS, yeah, I just downloaded it. It looks very helpful. And yeah, I'm really eager to. Everything that you're saying sounds like a complete foreign language to me. But you know, I'm going to read your website, and I am very, very cautious. You know, the spinning thing is very new. It's been happening for, I guess, about 6 months, and I'm just extremely cautious. I follow my own internal GPS to know, you
sure.
know, whether to move
Absolutely.
Forward or not. And when I do, it is a definitely a higher level of consciousness, and it's a peaceful one. So I only use it to my benefit, but I would like to learn more to make sure I'm using it safely, and I will use the heart chakra. Thank you for that suggestion.
All right.
If you've got any other questions, we do have, you can reach us at online_faculty@humandihealing.net. We've got that up there on the website also. So for questions pertaining to the studies and things like that, that's the best way to reach us.
What is it called
Great.
Again?
It's online_faculty@humandihealing.net.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys. Sorry for making you run over, but I appreciate your help.
No,
that's fine.
That's all right. We really do have a good time with us, and we love interacting with people, and it's a blessing. So I would like to thank everybody this evening for joining us. We've had a good time. We hope you guys have had a good time, too.
Okay,
and
yes,
that you'll carry from this something that will help you, and hopefully we'll be seeing you in the future with the Stellar Codes or with some of our other programs we're going to be coming out with. But you know, it's going to be a great ride.
Yeah.
Woo!
All
right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye.